Thank you. This is the mercy of Krishna that you are. Thank you for this. Or I should begin and in mid time. This special song has added the beauty of our classes. It is very hard to assemble a big assembly like this. So you should try to follow all these things. One day that Prabhu will produce some song. What name? Brajaraj. Where is Brajaraj Prabhu? Isra. Yes. Brajaraj with Isra. Oh, I have no appearance today. I'm now being ready to go. No appearance today. Namasestam manumapi sache putramatra swarupam rupam tasya grajavuripalingostvatim radha kundam girivarmaho radhika madhavasam prapto yasya prathite kripaya sri gurum tannatosam vancha kalpatarubhyascha कृपा सिंधोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तिहे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयासिभा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमां तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां चरणं I request you to come with me in Vrindavan. Gopis are assembled in each houses and they are by their foresight. They are seeing Krishna is going and playing on floor. Very beautiful Krishna. They are hearing this very sweet voice of flute. And all are totally immersed in that. Oh, they are telling, discussing to each other. One Sakhi is telling. Sakhi, oh, at once, what are you doing? Come on with me. Come on. Don't delay. Otherwise, Krishna will go away. I know the fruit of these eyes are only one, only one. And what is that? To have a darshan of Krishna. Only if you have no darshan of Krishna, your eyes are what?
Useless.
To be blind, oh, very good. Only this fruit of these eyes. Only one. To have a darshan of Krishna. Who is Krishna? Who is killing Kansa? Oh, he is killing other demons? No. When Krishna is going in cowherd, with cowherd boys, with so many less and less cows, and playing on his float, to have a darshan of Krishna. Brajesha sutayo anuvenu justam. Oh, the two sons of Brajan, Nanda Baba, Ram and Krishna. Even Ram, being a son of Vasudev, oh, he never thinks that I am son of Vasudev. I am son of Nanda and Yashoda, always. Brajesha sutayo. Anuvenu justam. Oh, he is some part rear. And piche is thoda. Behind. And Ram, what doing? Oh, he is forward. To all. On the front of all the cows and cowherd boys. Why? He is a rashi. He knows that if I am with Krishna, both will be unhappy. They may die in separation. So I should give chance. And she becomes forward. Also there is a meaning. So she is telling, oh, just come on with me. Oh, and that Gopi is telling, oh, I cannot go. I fear my mother-in-law, my husband, and my other relatives, they will chastise me. I cannot go. I'll let them do. No harm. But I cannot go. I'm very, I feel same. I cannot go. Oh, if you will see from a distance to that, oh, very beautiful Krishna playing on foot, smiling, or all kinds of hesitations, all kinds of shame, all kinds of obstacles, automatically will go. Don't. But if Krishna goes forward and he passes away this lane, then what to do? Come on. Also there is a meaning, hidden meaning. What? Anuvenu justam brajesu sutayo. In Vrindavan, in Braja, there are two Brajes. Brajes means the king of Braja. One is Nanda Baba and other is Vrishabhanu Baba. Vrishabhanu Baba has so many, much more wealth. If Nanda Baba has cow, 9 lakh cows, then Vrishabhanu Maharaj, how much? 11 lakhs of cows. More. He is much, much wealthy because Lakshmi is there. Lakshmi. Who is Lakshmi? Lakshmi is there. So he is more wealthy. Krishna is wealthy only for Radhika. Otherwise he is like zero, no wealthy. So Radhika is there. So Radhika is also a daughter of Brajendra. And here Krishna also. Anuvenu justam. What is the meaning? Something? Oh. First, Krishna played on flute. And then after that, Radhika. Oh, don't sleep. Don't close your eyes. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, Dividasu. Divid. Divid Prabhu. Divid. Divid, you know? Of Dwarka Devi. Baldev Prabhu killed. Yes. Also, who played the part of that baby? So, yes, sir. They like that. And here.
Don't go in trance right after that.
Then, what are you watching? Don't sleep. This is not a place of sleeping. Anuvenu Vishtam. Means, oh, first Krishna played on flute. Then Srimati Radhika, you have done wrong. Oh, let me do. And she took forcibly that flute and then began to play and to teach Krishna. Anuvenu Yishtam, this meaning. So if anyone is looking seen by these eyes, Krishna with Radhika there, playing on flute. Oh, these eyes are actually but that Sakhi was not ready to go, but he saw Krishna from distance. Oh, from your groves, from your window you can see. And when he saw his chastness, his all things, she forget everything and observed and quickly she ran away to see Krishna. What is this? Who are these gopis? If we can follow this high class of associates of Krishna, these gopis are not anything other, they are himself Krishna. Krishna has become into two parts, Radha and Krishna, and all gopis are bodily manifestation of Radha. So they have descended to this world to show something that we can learn something from these things. Be attached like this. All attachments should go away quickly. You know, the wife of Raghunath Das Goswami was how beautiful in that Indian, or she was Miss India. Perhaps if she would have a stand for Miss Universe, or she can also compete. But Raghunath Das Goswami, for Raghunath Das Goswami, what? Like any wood drawing. She could not attach. Why? Because there was some attachment for Krishna. How? Jadunandan and Haridas Thakur, and especially not Haridas Thakur, Swarup Damodar. They have given this attachment. So if a guru can give some attachment for Krishna, he is actually guru. And you should try to be attached to with Krishna in this way process. Following them day and night. That is this the slokas have been given by Vyasa and Sukadeva Goswami. Very important this song is there. So gopis are here telling so many things. What they are telling? Chutabraval barahasta kotpalach malanu prikta paridhan vichitra veshau madhe dire jatu alam pasupal gushtam rangi jathan vataro kvacha gayamani. Oh, come on, very soon. Why you are wasting your time in your house? Come on with me. Oh, see Krishna, how he chuta prabal barhasko malanu prikta paridhan vichitra veshau. Oh, Krishna is decorated with very new lips of mango and other lips or radish. These radish are anurag. Anurag means love and affection. It's so. Praval, Barha, he has taken. Very beautiful speak of feather here. And Utpal. Utpal means Kamal, lotus, flowers. Malan Utpatta Paridhan Vichitra Vesha. Like peacock, you see, oh, more than seven colors are in their feathers. Krishna, having so many decorated with flowers, and his this peacock feather, more beautiful than peacock. And dancing, his taking float, and singing, and also in a position of dancing mood. Seeing this, all the peacocks of the forest saw Krishna. That, oh, this is like a cloud, new cloud full of water. And when they saw, they began to dance on the tune of his flute. And when they saw that, oh, or this Bansiwala is very expert and I can dance on his tune so much. So they gave a peacock feather as a gift. And Krishna took it and so always he keeps here as a donation from peacock. And that is why he is telling Madhe Bire Jatu Alam Pasupala Gushtyan Range Jathan Vataro Kusupala. And in the midst of, in the assembly of all the cowherd boys, peacocks are dancing, Krishna is playing on flute, and all boys are very happy surrounding. And what telling? Jai ho tumhari, Krishna jai ho tumhari, like jai ho, glorifying Krishna. Very beautiful scene. Even Chatushan, Brahma, Shankar, they cannot see this scene in Braja. They pray only to have a darshan like this. But gopis, oh, they are seeing, and they are seeing this scene as if that Krishna is in front of them and singing and dancing. Gopya kima acharadayam kusalakshma veno damodara dharsudham api gopikanam bhungte ishvain jadava sishtara sangh danyo hissattacho asru mamushya sarvo deyatharya. Oh, my dear Shakhi, my friend, oh, I want to know what austerities the gopis had done in past life. What austerities they have done, whether they have taken bath in so many tirtha, or they have donated something, or what they have done, I don't know. If I know, if you know, then tell me, I will do like that. What? Gopis are telling to others, for what? Oh, this flute made of only bamboo, dry bamboo. Oh, what she has done before? That she became a venu, like male form, venu. And he is sitting here on the lips of Krishna. And what doing? All totally the rush, the juice of nectarine of all being male and in full way making any remittance. All totally they are taking. Who? Ben, being a male. And this is the wealth of our wealth. Because we are gopi. No one can touch this. But this male Benu, showing us like this, what means?
You are not qualifying.
And what can you do? You can do anything. In front of you, I am taking this melody, this nectar. Oh. He told that it may be your property, no harm, but I will take forcibly. What can you do? You can do anything. Like this, in this mode. So. And his relatives, father, mother, and all others, forefather and all, are very happy. Like what? If anyone have a good child, very qualified, then his father, forefathers will be very happy. So all the trees, bamboos, all the trees almost, they are father of this bamboo. And mother who? From where he takes water, milk, all these ponds, rivers like Yamuna, Manasi Ganga, Pavan Sarovar, like these are mothers. And father whom? Bamboo, big trees like mango, kadamba and all, bamboo. They are very happy because from tree, tears are coming. Oh, how beautiful and very qualified. I have a son or indeed. And mothers. How you know that they are very happy? Because some tears are coming. Ananda Ashu. Ananda Ashu, my tears of
joy.
Also some tears come. Tear of sorrow and suffering. They are hot. But the tears with a love affection, they are cool. So they are very happy. So, I want to, this gopi is telling, how fortunate are that bamboo, peace, and how fortunate their father, mother and all. So I want to know what authorities, what donation, what they have done that he became a bamboo like this and Benu, and he is taking all the juice of nectar of Krishna fruit. Vrindavanam. Sakhibho vishinoti kirtim jadeva kishuta padambhujalakshmi. Govinda Venu Anumitta Mayura Nittam Prekshadiswan Avartani Samasta Satsam. Oh, this Vrindavan is more glorious than even heaven and Vaikuntha. Why? Devaki Sutta Padambuja Labdhala. The son of Yashoda. Walking without any shoe, without any sandal, naked feet,
barefooted.
And everywhere, the shine of his feet are everywhere. What? Vajra, dhaja, ankush and so many things. So now, earth is so much fortunate. Then, and in earth, Vrindavan is fortunate. And in Vrindavan, where these faiths are there, like Govardhan, like Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Nandagaon, Varshana, bank of Yamuna, all these faiths. marks of the Krishna feet are there. Dhanya samudhamato apaharinnayita. Jananda nanda namupatta vichitra vesham akarna venu ranitam saha krishna sara pujanga dhau virikitam pranayavalukam.
These
deers are so much fortunate. Dhanya. Though they are foolish, they don't know how a
hunter
will come and shoot them. But even being foolish, they are so much fortunate. Hearing the flute voice of Krishna and looking the beauty of Krishna, they come all very near us. No fear at all. And their husbands asked, "Oh, you should go on, no harm. We are with you, anyone cannot tell you. So you should go on." And these deers, what doing? Pranaya. Oh, praying to Krishna for his love and affection. What is the meaning? Oh, see how fortunate these deers, sea deers, that their husband also are helping them. But our husband, if they will hear, they will punish us, chastise us. They can break our legs. Even they can shoot. Not favorable. So I want that I should die at once. And I want to be a deer to meet Krishna. How they are observed? As if Krishna is in their front and they are realizing. Why Vyasadev or Sukadeva Goswami telling Srimad Bhagavat to whom? And who is going to die? Why these lusty things, if there are lusty things? Why is telling to Gopi, to Parikshit Maharaj, is going to die? Not lusty. We should take their love and affection to follow. I have heard that some devotees have made a rule that if an animal will tell Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi, they will explain from their temple. They will kick out them. You should take shelter to Narayan Maharaj for this. So, we should try to take the essence of these things. How gopis are observed? If we can be. My explanation is only to tell you what class of attachment is here, gopis to Krishna. Whole day and night talking like this. And they don't know when night comes, goes, when day comes and this is the solution of all kinds of problems forever. And to have a love and affection for Krishna. Though, first we should be like what I am telling in my morning class. You should try to follow all these rules and regulations. But if a chance comes to hear from any high class of wisdom, don't neglect. You should hear. We are singing here in this class, Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala. Oh, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, and so many things. We are singing also this song, Radhika Munindra Vindavandite, or Namami Nanda Nandanam, these songs. Very high class, Yasomati Nandana Brajavandite. in the time of Prabhupada, this kirtan was prohibited. Any unqualified person should. Why? Oh. We should not also neglect the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saranagati. Saranagati. Also, the songs of Narottam Thakur, what he has told. We should also remember all these things. But those who are senior, unsincere, has developed some standard, they should also try to hear and to sing these songs. It will be very helpful for them. But for not unqualified person, so I am giving hint of all these things. In morning class, how we should practice bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, and now I am telling about something about Radha Diva. Vaidhi bhakti makes so much lay. But for qualified person, Radha Anuga bhakti, oh, very, very soon it develops. Krishna, Krishnam Nirich, Vanitotsava Rupashilam, Sutvacha Tat Kanita Venu Vivikta Gitam, Devyo Vimana Gataya Smaranan Nusara, Bhashat Prasuna Kavaram Mumhur Vinatyam. Oh, see, how fortunate these demigods are. Demigods, goddesses. Yes, demigoddesses. For their wives of them. Oh, Vanitotsava means, oh, sing this ras. And sing the flute of Krishna and the beauty of Krishna. Sing in the lap of their husband in aeroplane, Biman, Pushpat Biman. And they used to be famed. Where I am? What doing? Who am I? Everything. Oh, there is something here. Can demi goddesses can see Ras Leela? Oh, they can. But their husbands? No. Like Jagyapatni, the wives of the Brahmins of Mathura, they came to Krishna and pleased with very sweet preparation. But their husbands, oh, they are very far away. So demigods were there. What they saw? Nothing. They were saying, hearing something. But not seeing all this Mahotsav of Ras Leela and everything. But they were thinking. They were seeing, taking darshan. If the heart of the melts, so much hard, very hard. It is very hard to melt them. But for demigoddesses, it melted. And they wish that we should serve gopis. They can wish. Dabhyabhimanagataya smarnan nusara. Oh, we want to be demigoddesses. We want to die at once. Because demigoddesses are helped by their husband to take their aeroplane there. And gopis are, they are helping the demigoddesses. So we want to be demigoddesses. That even we are married to them, no harm, and we will come and take darshan of Krishna and we will saw this Ras Leela. But we cannot. Our husbands are like demons. They don't allow us. Gavasya, what to tell all demigods? Their heart species of jiva souls. Or they see the cows and their calves. How they are? Or very far away they are hearing the flute of Krishna. Cows were grazing. Oh, grass was full mouth in their mouth. And when they heard at once, oh, they did like this. This is like a cup they did. They can do like this. They can do quite. If you go and do Nagar Sankirtan, oh, cows will running, coming. And they will do what? So they making their ears like a cup. And what? Grass was there. They cannot swallow. Or they cannot give up. They forget everything. And only nectar drinking. And what to tell of their calves? They were taking milk of their mother or. And mouth was full by milk. But they cannot swallow, they cannot. They became like a statue.